أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And جزاكم الله خير for joining us for day 10 of Little Ramadan Reminders. Today we will be discussing the topic of one ummah and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this unique concept within this unique ummah, and how it holds the ummah together and it keeps us united on our viewpoint on in life, our solutions, and of course our direction of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. This ummah of yours is one ummah, and I am your Lord, so worship me. So Allah Azza wa Jal establishes this concept in the Quran and tells us that we are one ummah. When Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed the hijrah, one of the very first things he did was establish the constitution of the Islamic State in Medina, and in it, in the very start of it, he said, Al-Muslimun ummatan wahida min dun al-nas. The Muslims, not just Al-Mu'minun, but Al-Muslimun, all Muslims around the world, all Muslims everywhere, are one united ummah to the exclusion of all others. And so this establishes for us the concept of one ummah. And the concept of one ummah is a special concern in our day and age. Over the past 100 years, the concept of one ummah has been constantly bombarded with attempts to shift loyalties away from the idea that we are one united ummah into other loyalties, such as Iraqis being Iraqian, Egyptians being Egyptian, and Saudis being Saudis, and Pakistanis being Pakistani, and Sudanese being Sudanese, and they gather together, and they collect together, and they have loyalties towards each other. And then on a political level, they only aid themselves, and the governments don't aid each other. These concepts are instilled within our hearts. Alhamdulillah wa shukr, the ummah is abandoning these old, corrupt, rotten ideas, and the ummah is moving forward. But there are still threats to the concept of one ummah. In the West today, we find that there is a new movement that is pushing the ummah to accept a concept that we are not one united ummah as Muslimin. Rather, we are a united nation under whatever country we live in. And so they will refer to the governments of these nations as our governments, and the armies as our armies, and the constitution as our constitution, and the people as our people. And while, yes, we as Muslims feel a sense of responsibility towards other people, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, لِتَكُونَ شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, you are witnesses over other people. We are responsible for them. We're responsible for caring for them. We're responsible for explaining Islam to them. We're responsible for helping people as much as we can. And we see this reflected in the Muslim communities. But this concept that we are one nation as Canadians or as Americans or as British or as French or as Danish or anything else, Australians, these types of concepts don't belong in Islam because they contradict what Allah Azza wa Jalla has already taught us, that Muslims are one nation to the exclusion of all others. Now, the existence of this concept of one ummah, it's not there to make Muslims treat other nations as if they are beneath us or that they are inferior. Similar to how a family does not look at other people outside of their family as being inferior. You don't walk around saying, "Oh, you're not my uncle. You're worthless, and you're not my sister. Therefore, I don't care about you." No, but what the family unit offers is a sense of organization and a sense of loyalty towards each other. So you know where your loyalties lie, your primary loyalties lie. You understand how to organize each other's lives in terms of the relationship of the children with the parents, and the husband towards the wife, and the wife towards the husband, and so on. And while the concept of one ummah is very similar to that of a family, but it is actually a stronger bond and a higher priority. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا آبَاءَكُمْ وَإِخْوَانَكُمْ أَوْلِيَا إِنِ اسْتَحَبُّوا الْكُفْرَ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. All you who believe, don't take your fathers and your brothers as allies if they prefer kufr, disbelief, over iman. So Allah Azza wa Jalla teaches us priorities. He teaches us how to view things in the world. He teaches us how to live our lives. And so the concept of one ummah establishes loyalty within our hearts towards each other, as well as organizes our lives. As for loyalty, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us, مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم كمثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. The example of the believers for their care and affection and their essentially loyalty towards each other is like that of a body. If a part of it is harmed, the rest of the body stays up in sleeplessness and fever. If you end up spraining your ankle, you're not just going to ignore and say, well, my hand feels great, who cares about my ankle? Your whole body is going to be concerned for the ankle. This is essentially how the Muslims view each other. When we see the problems that are going on in the Muslim world, and we see the bombing, and we see the Muslims divided, and we see Muslims starving, and we see Muslims oppressed, or we even see Muslims becoming distant from their deen and weakening, or some apostatizing and so on, we become very concerned for that situation. We become very concerned for the problems of the ummah. This is a very natural part of the ummah. Our loyalties are unite us globally, where anything that happens, Muslims in Burma, most of us have absolutely no relationship in terms of family with Muslims in Burma. Sure, many of us might have relations in some of the Arab world or parts of Asia, but Burma and Uzbekistan and many other countries, sometimes we don't even know anybody from those countries, but we still feel immense loyalty and love for them and care for them regardless of what's going on, because we are one ummah. So this is the first thing that Islam establishes: loyalty towards each other, regardless of race, regardless of border, regardless of distance, regardless of any relationship at all. The thing that binds us is our belief in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And this is cemented with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that says, من أصبح ولم يهتم بأمر المسلمين فليس منهم. Some have said that this is a weak hadith, but it is actually sahih in Al-Mustadrak. Whoever wakes up and is not concerned with the affairs of the Muslims, then he is not one of them. So Allah Azza wa Jalla not only tells us that we should have loyalty, similar to how a body is loyal towards itself, similarly, if we don't find ourselves concerned, we must teach ourselves to be concerned. If you wake up and you're not concerned with the affairs of the Muslims, then make yourself concerned. Become concerned. Otherwise, you're not a part of this ummah. As for the organization part of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that we are united in our perspective on life. We are united in our solutions. We are united politically because we have one deen. We have Allah Azza wa Jalla's ahkam. We have ahkam shar'i that teaches us how to live our lives and give us perspective on life. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us a very interesting hadith that gives us a great perspective on how we must perceive us as an ummah, as a unit, and how we protect each other and how we organize our affairs with the strong and the weak of us, the aware and the unaware of us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مثل القائم على حدود الله والواقع فيها كمثل قوم استهموا على سفينة فأصاب بعضهم أعلاها وبعضهم أسفلها فكان الذين في أسفلها إذا استقوا من الماء مروا على من فوقهم فقالوا لو أن خرقنا في نصيبنا خرقا ولم نؤذي من فوقنا فإن تركوهم وما أرادوا هلكوا جميعا وإن أخذوا على أيديهم نجوا ونجوا جميعا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the example of those who maintain the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who transgress it are similar to those, similar to the example of a group of people who board a ship, where some of them end up at the top of the top level of the ship, and some of them are at the bottom level of the ship. And those in the bottom level say, every time we want to go up and get water, we have to go up and push through the people and get some water, and then go back down and go back up and get some water and go back down. So rather than bothering and hurting the people upstairs, so you can see it's implied that their intentions are good. If we just don't go up there and bother the people, let's dig a hole, let's drill a hole into the bottom of the boat, and we can get the water directly from here. So if the people on the top stop the people on the bottom from doing such a thing, then they will all be saved. And if they allow them to do what they want, then the whole ship will sink and they will all be destroyed together. So we learn from this the example that Muslims, we are there to watch out for each other. We're there to care for each other. The strong protects the weak. The aware protects the unaware. The knowledgeable teaches those who are still learning. And that's essentially, this is how the ummah works. We're always working together. And this is further confirmed by the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-mu'minu lil-mu'mini kal-bunyan, yashuddu ba'dahu ba'da. The believer to the believer is like a building. It's like a building holding itself together. This is how we work as together as an ummah. We have the loyalty that we have towards each other is caring and loving for each other and being concerned for each other and doing everything we can to solve each other's problems. And the second one is in terms of organization. That when we organize ourselves according to the Quran and Sunnah, we teach each other, we protect each other, and we actively work to organize each other. So Islam teaches us these concepts of loyalty and organization, that we must be loyal towards each other and organized with each other according to the commands and prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a communal level and on a global level, where we reject these concepts of nation states. We reject these concepts of divisions between the Muslims. We are one united ummah. We were one united ummah politically for over 1,300 years, and that was lost in 1924. This is where our eyes must be set, and this is what we must understand, we must work towards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَعَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. You remain united on the rope, hold firm to the rope of Allah, and do not be divided amongst yourselves. Essentially, this is don't be divided amongst yourselves on things that Allah allows you to have disagreement on, such as ikhtilafi issues, differences in interpretation of the Quran and Sunnah, and so on. And it also means do not divide in any form politically and in terms of nation states, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that this idea of tribalism and dividing based on tribal loyalties, or essentially in today's context, nationalistic loyalties, da'uha fa innaha muntina. Abandon it, leave it, reject it. It's rotten, it's putrid, it's disgusting, it's wrong. So remember these things when we are placed under pressure to change this concept of one ummah, to forget about the idea of a khilafah, to become comfortable living in under governments that don't represent us or our deen. And remember that this is a temporary situation where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us already that this would happen, and he told us already that this is going to be solved soon, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our hearts and our minds, where our hearts are united on our love for him and our love for our deen and our love for each other, and our minds are united in living according to the solutions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and focusing on the objective of reuniting this ummah politically, where we can return to our natural state of truly being one ummah once again. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And inshallah,